This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the Full-Time Moms Podcast.
I'm Sarah, a type A mom who is a high school math teacher.
And I'm Grace, a type B mom and kindergarten teacher turned stay-at-home mom.
We do motherhood differently, but we're here to support each other and you. Hey, Grace.
Hello, Sarah. How are we doing?
Good. How was Skylar's Father's Day?
We're recording on Father's Day. It was great. It was a great day. All day he's like, thank you so much. This is awesome. Aww. I didn't do anything. Like, you know, I just made him his breakfast. We went on a hike and made him his dinner. I gave him, our massage gun went out on us recently. So I gave him a new massage gun.
Oh, that doesn't sound good with the back situation.
With the back. Yeah, exactly. Bad combo. Exactly. So we don't really usually do gifts. Usually we just kind of make the day special. But the timing worked out where I was like, okay, we need a new massage gun. So he got that. And yeah, Graham did some cute cards. And I made him the little interview of Graham talking about what he loves about his dad. And
cute.
Yeah, it was super simple. But everyone was happy. So it was great. How about you? How'd your Father's Day go? Well, I guess it's Colin's.
Yeah, ours was good. Made Colin breakfast. Let him sleep in a little bit. Went to church as a family, and then we watched a movie. Well, Colin watched a movie in the afternoon. I fell asleep during it. Luckily, it was The Proposal. It's in my like top three favorite movies, so I've seen it
it's
a
like
bunch.
One of the only movies that you've ever seen.
Yeah, exactly. So we were all good there, and then just had dinner. And I mean, I feel like it was just a solid day. Again, nothing super special. Like I had mentioned in our Father's Day episode, I like gave him a card and wrote, in my opinion, a really nice little note in it. Mm-hmm. And Nora made him a card. And yeah,
perfect.
I mean, it was good.
So
made
nice.
Him his pie. Which at the end of the day, that's
that
all that really matters.
Strawberry rhubarb. Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't make that on the reg.
No, for sure. No, that's an undertaking. I mean, just finding rhubarb is an undertaking.
Yes. Grace is my rhubarb dealer.
Well, it's been a minute. I need to get some. It's because my grandma grows rhubarb. My grandma's so funny. She doesn't really have a garden. She just like plants stuff in her yard. Like she just kind of throws stuff in the yard. So there's just like a massive, I'm talking humongous rhubarb plants just kind of thrown by the trampoline. Just, yeah. So, you know, occasionally I can scrounge up some of those for Sarah. So
it's greatly appreciated because I, in the past, have gone to multiple grocery stores. And this is like during peak rhubarb season even, and I strike out. So yeah, Grace got me some, threw some in the freezer.
Okay, perfect. How's your week go? Tell us about your yays and nays.
Yeah, so my yay this week is, since Colin wasn't working this weekend, we got him Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're very lucky over here.
Yay.
And so Friday just felt like it was a really great day. Just as a family, we went to a hot air balloon festival because we stole that from
How was it?
So I think we may try to do another one because this one was a smaller one, which is fine. There were only 4 hot air balloons, but I think the one in August, I think we might also go to, has 25.
Oh, so. Okay. Great. Yeah. The Park City one that I've been to is, I would say 25, 30. I'm surprised it was so small.
I mean, it was in, honestly, just behind an elementary school. Like, there genuinely wasn't that much space.
Okay.
4 is all that could fit. That's for sure.
But did the girls think it was cool?
The girls thought it was super cool. It was too windy for them to
go. I've been when that's happened. That's a bummer.
The thing that's interesting, because I was like asking someone, I was like, what time do they like take off? And she was like, oh, it's too windy. And it's like, in my mind, I was like, oh, there's not a lick of wind in this air is what it felt like to me. But she had said, I don't know, a certain distance up, it was too windy or something.
Of course,
just kind of interesting to me. But also, I feel like could make it potentially challenging if you're deciding whether or not to go to one. I mean, if you step outside and it's windy out, you could still go, of course. But like, plan on them not taking off. But I feel like in this scenario, like if I'd gone outside, like, oh, yeah, it's not windy. And then I show up and they're still not taking off.
How do you? Yeah.
So kind of hard to plan for. Also, granted, at like 6 a.m., like if you're already waking up early to go, just go. But the girls thought it was super cool, though. I think they would have thought it was cooler if they had like taken off. So
right. Of course. Yes.
Like I said, I think we might try to hit up another one this summer.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went out to breakfast as a family, which we literally never do. And so that was just fun. And then we had some errands that we needed to run. Colin and I, both of us, are just like very pale, and we are headed to Colin's parents' house in like a week, actually.
Yeah.
His parents, now that they're retired, live at a lake, and so we will be spending a full week outside like all the time. So Colin wanted to get like a sun shirt. I don't think that's what they're actually called, but you know, like you can swim in it.
Yeah, sure.
It's gonna save us some money on sunscreen, so that'll be great.
Okay, that's not where I thought that was going at all. I thought you were going to like tan, like in prep for being outside or something. I just could not foresee where that was going, but
no,
got it.
No tanning.
Okay.
No,
I was like, why are we talking about being pale? Yeah, no, for sure. That, as you should. I mean, that's great.
We are anti-skin cancer.
For sure. Yeah.
But yeah, so he wanted one of those because he had one, but I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Grace, but I almost feel like I've noticed this even with my girls, but our swim stuff, I feel like just gets stretched out really easily.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like there was a summer where Nora was wearing 3T swimsuits, and then she wore them the next summer again because they honestly just like stretched out so
great.
Much.
Yeah, great.
Wearing them.
Yeah, sweet.
So yeah, Colin already had a shirt, but somehow it's gotten like really stretched out.
Yeah,
so
they get stretched
needed
out.
Needed a new one. Yeah. So we like picked that up for him and just ran to a couple other places. And I just feel like a lot of the time when we need to get something done, either Colin and I divide and conquer, or we're just like doing something together and it's just in a rush. And so it was nice just having like nowhere that we needed to be, and we could just hang out and do what we needed to do. But yeah, just no time crunch.
Sweet.
And then, of course, we ended our Friday at Cherry Hill, the water park. And Grace, you will not believe who I ran into at Cherry Hill.
All our other friends that have season passes?
Well, I ran into some of those people, but
oh, okay.
I also ran into one of our roommates from freshman year of college.
No way. Who?
Alyssa.
Oh my gosh. She was my roommate because I wasn't cool enough to have a private room.
Okay.
I just have to throw that back out there. Yeah, we shared a room. Oh, that's so fun. How is she?
Good. And I mean, she lives, I don't know, maybe an hour or maybe even a little bit more.
Yeah.
South of the water park. So I definitely was not expecting to run into her. And I don't think I had seen her since being in college.
Crazy.
So crazy.
Fun. I ran into her last summer at Thanksgiving Point, like at a children's museum. So super fun to see people again like that. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
Good memories.
So that was awesome. What about you, Grace? What was a yay for you this week?
I bought a meat slicer. That's right. I bought a meat slicer.
Okay.
I have been trying to figure out, we're sandwich obsessed in the summer over here. We're just like constantly eating sandwiches.
We're sub sandwiches.
Right. That's what we take to the water park every time we go. And it's just like, we do lots of hiking and picnics. And it's just like, we just always love taking sandwiches. But I've been trying to limit the amount of processed meats that we're eating. And so I decided... my solution to that is to just cook my own meat and slice it. So I've been doing that.
Obviously, I have questions.
Please.
So let's say I want a chicken lunch meat sandwich.
Mm-hmm. That's actually all I've made so far.
Okay. So do you cook a chicken breast? Like, walk me through this a little bit.
Yeah. So there's probably multiple ways to do it. But the first TikTok video that I saw was just chicken breast. Like, I just seasoned them up, roasted them in the oven, stuck them through the slicer. They were great.
I'm also curious, is it like thin, like lunch meat?
Oh, so thin. Oh, yeah. That's what a meat slicer is. Yeah. It's like super, super thin. And you can set it for different thicknesses, but we're like going for the thinnest possible thing. So I just set it for the thinnest setting. And yeah, I just have shaved chicken breast.
Wow.
I know. I'm actually going to try roast beef this week.
Whoa.
I know.
Can you bring me a sample
of
a slice of your chicken?
Not tomorrow.
Well, or whatever. Yeah. I'm just like really curious.
I won't have any tomorrow. Sadly, I have to work before I meet you at the water park.
Okay, so your deli will be closed.
My deli will be closed, unfortunately. But the next time I see you, I will. I'll bring you a bunch.
Well, you don't need to bring me a ton, but I would like one slice.
Are you planning on not liking it? Like, why would I not bring you a
ton? No, I just want to try it.
Yeah, I thought the chicken was great. And I have high hopes for the roast beef. And I think I'll try turkey. I'm not exactly sure. You know how they sell turkey in like a log?
We do turkey roasts a lot. We never cook a full turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
do a turkey
roast. Yeah,
it would
just be like really small. Like,
you could do a turkey tenderloin.
Try that. That's true. That's
as well.
True. Anyway, so it's very fun to just kind of be experimenting with that. I'm not going to do the math, but maybe like you will eventually. But like, will I save any money?
So we can cut this out if you want. But like, how much was
this? Oh, it was $30.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I got it on Marketplace. It was brand new in the box. It works great. The ones on Amazon are like $100, but I wasn't going to spend that.
No. Not for an at-home deli.
For sure not. Yeah.
Maybe commercial,
well, I follow a guy, like, his name's like, I don't know.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Meat Man or something on TikTok, and he has a commercial slicer, and that thing is intense. I think he said it cost him like $6,000 or something. Insane. So yeah, I'm happy with my $35 one. I did have to, you know, drive 20 minutes out to nowhere to get it, but worth it.
20 minutes isn't that far.
No, it's not that bad. And Skylar actually drove. I don't know why I'm complaining. Anyway, pretty cheap little investment going into it.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, you're for sure going to save money if it only cost you $30.
Yeah, like eventually, especially because I buy really expensive deli meat because I am like,
Because you want like the higher end.
Yeah, we'll see.
Quick other question.
Please.
Is this a child safety
concern?
Yeah. Is it like hard to keep it, your blade? I don't know. I'm just thinking about like, maybe you need to send me a picture of it. Like, I'm just picturing what they have at the grocery. Like, it's just like a big thing. I'm just like, I don't know.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, it's not that big. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not letting my children near it while it's on.
Yeah.
But like,
they're not helping. Your oldest isn't helping slice.
Like, he stood next to it, but like, I was like, don't touch it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, to cut their fingers off, they'd have to figure out how to hoist it up onto the counter and then plug it in.
Yeah.
Which I just don't really know that they're going to do that anytime soon.
Maybe it's me that feels scared.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I get that.
Like, just for myself, even.
Oh, like, you don't want to cut your own fingers off.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like them.
Like, it's thin enough that, like, you'd only need a few stitches. Like, it's thin slices.
I've used my cheese grater before and cut myself.
Oof. Yep. Yeah, that one hurts.
So I just almost feel like I don't know if I could be trusted.
Yeah.
Well, that is amazing. I'm excited for my, for my sample. It's making me think of, like, I don't know if they still do this because I buy mine already pre-cut, but growing up, my mom would get it like freshly sliced at the deli counter. Yeah. And they would like give me a slice.
Oh, great. That must be a New York thing.
Yeah. I mean, I got a slice like every time. It was like a free slice.
Sweet.
But yeah, so I'm almost like getting that type of vibe. Like, you're going to bring me my free slice. I love it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, all around, it was just like a very summery, fun week. Kind of like you mentioned, like we got birthday parties and barbecues and the hikes and the splash pads. And it was just fun. Just a fun week all around. Pretty chill.
The epitome of summer.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a good time. Hopefully not too many nays.
Yeah, my nay this week is I went to Nora's speech session on Monday, and her speech-language pathologist was talking to me because I normally don't go because it's during work, but I was able to go because it's summer. Yeah. And she was talking to me and was like asking, like, how do I feel like it's going? And I hopefully I don't start crying. But I was like, well, like, I'm just kind of wondering, like, how is Nora progressing compared to most kids? Like, I feel like she works so hard. And while I do think she is improving, it's definitely slow. And her speech language pathologist was just like, yeah, like, I agree. Her progress is slow, and suggested that she should evaluate Nora for apraxia of speech, which I had not heard of prior to her mentioning it. And basically, it is, and I still don't really know all the details, but the gist is that it's a motor speech disorder where children have difficulty planning and coordinating the precise movements that need to happen to produce different sounds, even though she for sure, I feel like, always knows what it is that she wants to communicate. And I kind of was like, okay, well, if she has this, like, then what? And it was just, I guess almost part of me is still kind of confused of like the purpose of getting evaluated other than maybe just knowing
like a more specific
why she's maybe struggling so much. Because she was just like, oh, like keep coming to speech. It's like,
great, thank you.
I was like, yeah, we weren't planning on stopping. And like she did suggest moving up another day a week. And I kind of was just like, I don't think that's going to work for us. Because while that would work for us like during summer because I'm home, like I mentioned, I don't even know if it was like our first episode or what. But like speech is very expensive and we already are doing 2 days a week that I just like don't feel up to doing three, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just my nay because I think first of all, and this could just be me, but I think like feeling like your kid potentially may be getting diagnosed with something makes something feel like more serious, I guess.
Yeah.
And I also feel like it's my nay just because just like the fact that I feel like she works so hard. And so I think this would apply to any parent, but any child that's having a hard time with something when they are putting in so much effort, I think that's just like really hard as a parent.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking
because like obviously I can't do anything to help her, and like we already every single night practice words with her. I will have to say, like, not to toot our own horn, but I feel like we are super diligent with that. So that's my nay. I will say though, like the little bit that I have looked into it, I definitely think if she does have it, so again, she hasn't actually been diagnosed with it, it's just like something she's being evaluated for. I do think if she does have it though, she has for sure a mild case of it, because some things that I was reading online was like parents saying like my child is 4 and people like other than the parents like understand 10-15% of what the child is saying, and like I definitely think we're for sure significantly above that.
Yeah.
For what other people can understand that she says. But yeah, so that's just kind of my nay. And then kind of along with that is childhood apraxia of speech, according to the internet, is more likely to appear in a sibling if another sibling has it. So that definitely makes me wonder if Shay potentially has it, because she does only do speech once a week. But I feel like we have a lot of room for improvement for her current age of a little bit older than 2. So that's kind of what's going on.
Sorry, Sarah. That's hard to hear. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel like this nay for me is like a little less, I don't know, not that I like that my car is having issues, but like a little less lighthearted than other nays that I've shared in the past. But yeah. Personally, I had never heard of apraxia of speech. So yeah, I just wanted to mention it because I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah, there's for sure other moms that are out there going through, if not the same thing, just, you know, different diagnoses and, you know, things they're just trying to figure out with their kids. And that can just be stressful and isolating. And so it's always good to know that you're not the only one going through stuff like that.
Yeah. What about you, Grace? What was your nay? Hopefully it was a little bit more lighthearted than mine.
It is. It's a little more lighthearted just in the sense that it's now my turn to go through some car troubles. I've got to get a new transmission in the car, which I knew was coming. But, you know, it's official. It's time. My transmission's going out. So
yikes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not a cheap situation, but and not the end of the world. All good.
I mean, that sounds really expensive. So I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. My most expensive nay, for sure.
I almost feel like, are you in like a similar boat as me of like wondering like, should I fix it or get a new car? Or is still fixing it the better choice for you?
Still, you know, if I was in an ideal financial position, then better choice, you know, be to grab my dream car. But right now, we're just going to fix it. Yeah, it'll be fine. We'll be good.
So you're down to one car for a little stint.
Yeah, exactly. Which we have been kind of waiting until the summer to get it checked. And then it kind of started going out at the same time. And when we took it in last week, the guy was like, yeah, it's time. So we're like, okay. Yeah, all good. It is really nice that Skylar's not, like, we really only need one car. Like, we're not going our separate ways. Like, we're together all the time. So it works out fine. It's not too bad.
Well, I definitely feel like car stuff obviously stinks because I've been, like, going through that as well. So I feel like, in my mind, it's just a different type of nay. Like, not children involved nay, just but life. Essential, at least for me. I know some people somehow manage either without a car or like, one car for their family.
Yes.
But... Yeah, we're not a one family. Not for me.
I know. I'd love to be because I'd save so much money, but we can't. We can't.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for book club for one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This book is called The Retirement Plan. And I think you should know that it says a novel. Like, this is not a how to retire, like self-help book or like guide to retirement. This is a novel called The Retirement Plan. And I think I'm going to give you a little hint and tell you just what's on the cover. Like, I'm going to pretend I just showed you the cover. And it says, this is like the little blurb. It says, three wives wanting a new life. Three husbands in their way. What are we thinking?
Well, naturally, I'm thinking life insurance policies.
Oh, okay. Well, that's more than I thought. I don't even think I read the cover, honestly. I just, someone recommended it and I
You
just...
probably didn't. I feel like you don't read the synopsis.
No.
You probably don't even look at the cover. It's like, maybe it's a miracle if you even know the title of the book.
No, it honestly is. Like, if somebody, if it's a trusted person tells me a book they like, I just start it. Like, I don't even, don't know.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, I just like, all right, I'll start it. Great.
All right. Yeah, so I'm thinking three wives maybe are plotting some sort of potential, I don't know, like, sounds drastic, but I guess like murder of their husbands to cash in on their life insurance policies and live their dream lives, or at least what they consider to be their dream life without their spouse.
So you've read this book is what you're telling me.
You know I haven't.
I know you haven't.
And then hopefully the husbands, though, outsmart them because we don't need anyone dying.
We don't
need actual murders happening. Exactly. So I'm hoping the husbands are able to outsmart them.
Okay, I think you've secretly, this is the only book you've read in your life. Just kidding. No, I think that might have been the closest you've gotten. I should not have given you the blurbs. You did great. You did amazing. This is a really funny, it's kind of a dark humor a little bit. I think it's funny and fun. It says, after 30 years of friendship, Pam dreams of her perfect retirement with her friends and their husbands until their husbands pool their funds for an investment that goes terribly wrong and their dreams of beachfront condos and a sunny carefree retirement vanish. The golden years are looking as dreary as their marriages. But when one husband dies in a freak accident, the other three women are shocked to see his widow rebound with a huge life insurance payout and a new life in Florida. In the aftermath, the women discover that their husbands have identical seven-figure life insurance policies. A new dream forms, and this time it involves a hitman. What follows is a high-stakes tale of cat and mouse, both laugh-out-loud funny and unbearably tense, while ultimately a big-hearted look at marriage, friendship, and middle age. And this was just a really fun one. I'd say probably like a 3.5 out of 5. It was, you know, not life-changing, but very fun.
Awesome.
Are you ready to get into our main topic?
Yeah, let's do it. So our main topic this week, I feel like, is something that Grace and I are just like personally kind of intrigued and interested in, and that is birth order. So we're going to kind of dive into some potential characteristics of children, but I guess even like you could say yourself as an adult regarding like where you may fall in your birth order. And I also just want to mention the whole birth order thing is an actual theory. It's Alfred Adler's theory. And I don't know, for me, I just kind of think that's interesting because to me, that's like, oh, this isn't just like old wives' tales or something like this. This is like an actual theory with research behind it, which is just that the order in which children are born significantly impacts their personality development and behavior. So while, of course, these are not hard and fast rules, these may just be, I don't know, maybe kind of like interesting things to reflect on, whether that be with your own children or with maybe thinking about like yourself in relationship to siblings or even maybe your spouse's family and that sort of thing. So just kind of fun. We want to dive into that today.
Yeah, it's super fun. I love thinking just anytime I like make a new friend or I don't know, just meet someone new. I love asking how many siblings do you have and where do you fit in? I just feel like it's so telling. It just kind of gives you, you know, sometimes a very general idea of kind of like what they're like, you know, it could. And again, like you said, not hard and fast, but I just think it's kind of a fun way to get to know people. So yeah, let's go ahead and get started. You and I are both the oldest and we're oldest girls, which I do think gender also plays a part in this as well. Like the oldest boy might have different personality traits than the oldest girl, but for the most part, these are some of the attributes of a firstborn child. It says they're often responsible and mature early and seen as mini adults. They're achievement-oriented, perfectionistic, rule-following, people-pleasing. They have leadership tendencies and they can be anxious. Do you think any of these apply to you as the oldest, Sarah?
I think so. Yeah, I think that, I mean, part of me wants to be like, yeah, all of them. But I feel like growing up as a kid, and I would say still now, just being responsible, I was the girl that was like a Girl Scout, specifically a Brownie, and I earned every single badge.
Oh, I believe it. Not to brag.
But I did. So yeah, I definitely feel like I am motivated by earning things, I guess, like that. I definitely would say I have some perfectionist characteristics. And then I definitely also think that like I have just naturally like gravitated towards leadership opportunities, whether that be in high school. And Grace and I were both in student government, granted obviously at different schools, but that's something that I did. And then I feel like in college I tried to have some leadership positions, and then the same thing with work. And then I do feel like I also for sure can get anxious. So
yeah.
What about you, Grace? Do you think those are aligned to you?
Yeah, I think a lot of them, and it's so fun. I mean, obviously I can talk about myself, but I'm also right now just kind of thinking about my oldest child. And obviously, like, you don't know a lot of this stuff when they're only four, but it's like, okay, I could see that he is very like motivated and people pleasing. Like, I think for sure he craves approval. And he's definitely, I feel like he's a leader in the sense that, yeah, he a lot of the time he's like kind of leading the pack of friends and giving ideas for games and stuff like that. And I don't know if he's anxious. Anyway, it's just interesting to think about those kind of things with our kids too. But yeah, I think a lot of these apply to me. I think my undiagnosed ADHD might get in the way of some of them. I don't feel like I'm a perfectionist by any stretch of the imagination. But yeah, I definitely see a lot of these other traits in myself. My mom always talks about how I was a mini It's just funny that it specifically says mini adult, because she'll talk about when we're around with my aunts and uncles and there's, you know, I don't know, 40 something cousins and all the cousins are outside playing. She's like, you're always just like inside, like trying to listen in and be a part of the adult conversations. Like for whatever reason that I just kind of was drawn to that. So I don't know. I'd say, yeah, for the most part, I think those, a lot of those align with me.
Would you say that about Graham too? Like the mini adult characteristics specifically?
Yeah, probably. I think like we're to the point where Skylar and I just can't really talk about thing around him because he's just like, what does that mean? What are you saying? What are we talking about? Like he really wants to just like have a deep conversation. Yeah. And just be a part of it. Yeah. His vocabulary cracks me up today. He's like, we're on a walk and he's like, why did somebody litter? That is not good for the environment. Like, what the? Where did you learn that, you little 4-year-old? So anyway, I'm like, are you a mini adult? But at the same time, he's a little boy who just wants to, you know, squirt me with a water gun. But
yeah.
So I see some of those, I think.
I feel like some of the things that Nora says as well, it's like, how old are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just funny. So Grace, you had said that you feel like, you know, maybe like some of these things you feel like maybe don't describe you. And I'm kind of also curious of maybe how that may be impacted by having siblings closer in age, because you and your oldest brother are how far apart?
We're only 16 months apart, so we're really close.
Yeah, that feels really close to me.
Yeah. And you guys are, how far apart are you?
Me and my brother are 7 years apart.
Yeah, I think that makes a difference. Yeah, because you're an only child for a long time.
I was an only child for a long minute. And so I feel like, I'm just thinking out loud, but like I almost wonder if like my quote, like defined role as the oldest child is like more defined because I am the oldest by
a lot,
you know, a lot. Not saying like it needs to be 7 years for someone to like, be an official oldest sibling. But I just am wondering, like, with you and the oldest brother in your family, it's just making me wonder how that might impact.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's interesting because I'm looking, like, being achievement-oriented. Yeah, I mean, yeah. He definitely took on the perfectionist trait. But, like, as a kid, he wasn't really rule-following or people-pleasing or anything, but he is now. So, I don't know. You know, we all change as we grow and stuff, but... Yeah, I don't know. And again, we're a family of five. So really, like, if you look at it, he and I were the oldest. Then there's the middle child. And then there's the two youngest. So, like, we've got, you know, we just kind of a different dynamic because there's so many of us, too. But, yeah, that is interesting as well to think of age gaps. I think we do need to do an episode on age gaps, too, because that's something else that really interests me.
No, same. Grace mentioned middle child. Before we move on, though, I did also want to mention a couple more things that I had seen, like, from a parents.com article about firstborn kids, which just, like, made me chuckle because, like, these are so me, which is type A personality.
Oh.
As we know, we've defined that around here. And then they're typically inflexible. And, yeah, I am, like, painfully for everyone around me, inflexible.
You're like, I'm not in pain, but.
Yeah, everyone else is, I'm sure. But so those things just like genuinely made me chuckle.
Yes, it's so funny.
All right, so let's dive into middle child characteristics. So peacemakers, so often skilled at diplomacy and avoiding conflict, flexible and adaptable, so used to going with the flow, socially savvy, often have strong friendships outside of the family, independent thinkers, don't like to be compared to siblings, can feel invisible, may struggle with feeling overlooked or not special. I feel like that's your kind of stereotypical characteristic when you hear middle child.
Yeah.
Rebellious or withdrawn, might act out or emotionally retreat, and creative. So find unique ways to express identity.
Yeah, I love that. And I think both of our husbands are considered middle children. And yeah, I think a lot of those go along with our husbands. Not rebellious or withdrawn.
No. Well, I'll speak for both of us. I feel like both of our husbands are just very agreeable.
Go with the flow. Go with the flow, 100%. Guys. Flexible and adaptable, 100%.
Yes.
Thank goodness for us.
Thank goodness for inflexible me. Yeah. And Colin and I were talking about this topic before we recorded, just because I was just curious if he ever felt overlooked as a middle child. And he said definitely not, because he was getting so many injuries that like it was impossible to overlook him, because he was in like rehab facilities and just like needed so much intensive care.
He was like, oh yeah, attention.
I never felt overlooked.
All his other siblings did. They're like, yeah, mom was always paying attention to broken Colin.
Yeah. So that also just made me kind of laugh. But Another thing that I was reading was just kind of about the friendships was that typically like middle children are ones who maybe like start doing things independently with friends earlier maybe than siblings did, which I just kind of thought was interesting. I don't know. I guess just in general, I guess kind of interested in just like that friendship component, I guess.
Yeah. And it's fun to think like both you and I are hoping to have a third kid eventually. And it's kind of fun to think that like our youngest right now could potentially, or maybe already do, show some of these characteristics. I do think of Finn as just like along for the ride. I'm like, dude, it's crazy around here. You got to just be along for the ride. So maybe it's the youngest are kind of like that too, because they're just like thrown into this family dynamic. But it's, again, fun to think about our kids and those roles.
What about your brother, who's the middle child? Do you feel like he fits any of these characteristics?
Oh, 100%. And if I asked him, he'd be like, yeah, I'm such a middle kid. Like, everyone forgets about me. But at the same time, we also all acknowledge that he is the glue. Like, we're always like, yeah, Nolan's the glue of the family. Like, we just all adore him. And he kind of keeps us all together. So, yeah, I'd say totally. He's totally the peacemaker and Mr. Go with the flow. And my family moved across the country when he was a 14-year-old. And so I kind of, along with, like, making friendships outside of the family, he totally did that. Like, my mom was so worried about him, you know, 14 is just a tough age to be moving. And he immediately like found this basically family of friends, and he just is still good friends with those guys. And so, yeah, I definitely see those traits in my family of origin as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I feel like kind of how you mentioned that to an extent, he's like the glue of your family. Like, I also feel like to me, that like makes me feel excited about the possibility of maybe Shay being a middle child in the future, and like almost potentially her having like that special role as the middle child. Not in a like pressured way of like, if this family becomes unglued, it's your fault. Not like that, of course. Right. But I don't know, because in my mind, I feel like there's kind of a negative stigma almost with being the middle child. And so I think it's awesome just thinking about, yeah, just some opportunities with being the middle child.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so youngest children, their key traits are being outgoing and charming. They're often the entertainers of the family. They're risk takers. They're attention seeking. They know how to get noticed, whether it's good or bad. They're dependent. They can be less self-sufficient, creative and fun loving, can struggle with boundaries, and confident and bold. So there we have it. I definitely see some of this in my youngest brother. Well, yeah, really, if you put my two youngest brothers together, then yeah, they kind of take up those roles,
cover all of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is fun. And also, it's interesting, I was thinking about, I remember seeing somewhere in our reading that there's a natural tendency for certain people born in specific birth orders to partner with people in certain, I don't know why I had to phrase this most like crazy way, but it's just like potential pairings based on birth order, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So like frequently firstborns will partner or marry middle children and lastborns. And it's because the pairing is often cited as a good match, with the firstborn providing stability and the lastborn bringing a sense of fun and adventure, last or middle. Like for our husbands, it's me, you know, oldest and middle. It says the firstborn's desire for control can be balanced by the middle child's adaptability and willingness to compromise, which works out great for you and I.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our reality.
Yeah, exactly. And then one that's interesting, we haven't talked about only children yet, but it says one popular pairing is only children with the youngest. And it says this pairing can work well with the only child's need for attention being met by the lastborn's desire to be the center of attention. So they get all their needs met. And then another pairing is middle child to middle child. I guess that's another kind of common one. So it's just kind of fun to just think about you and your partnership and just where you guys fit in with your birth order. And it's just kind of fun to see how it all plays out.
For sure. Yeah. And then speaking of only child, I almost feel like some of these only child characteristics speak to me as well, because I was kind of an only child for a little stint of time. Yeah. Also, there's definitely, in my opinion, an overlap between what I'm about to run through and the oldest child. But mature beyond years, high achieving, independent, detail oriented, may struggle with sharing, perfectionist, and can feel pressure to be everything. Specifically with that last one, like there's just no siblings to share expectations with.
Right. Yeah, very interesting.
Some definite overlap there, and I can share though.
Yeah.
I have
yeah,
one that scale.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So let us know, like DM us on Instagram or leave us comments on Spotify or Apple. Does Apple do comments?
Apple doesn't do comments.
Okay. On Spotify. And let us know, like, what did you find interesting about learning this? Did you already know it? Tell us about your own kids and your partnerships. Yeah. We're curious. We want to hear what people have to say about birth order. It's really interesting.
Super interesting. This next week, I'm going to be with my in-laws, like Colin's parents, all of his siblings, and all of their kids. There's going to be like 19 of us. It'll be super fun. And I feel like, I mean, not intentionally, but I feel like I may be like low-key analyzing some of them.
Yeah, totally. The like, interesting. The youngest or the old. Yeah, that will be really fun. Well, you'll have to let us know.
Like
how
some
it
of
goes.
The girls' cousins.
Totally.
That we don't see very often. Yes. And stuff. So.
You'd be like, ah, you're such a middle child. Yeah, no, that'll be fun. Okay, should we switch up our dinner rotation?
Yeah. So my recipe today, believe it or not, is actually like one of two of the Asian dishes that
Ooh,
I make in my home.
Okay.
So it is chicken pad thai, and I feel like, disclaimer, this is not like authentic at all, but okay. We really like it. So
that's all that matters. That's great. Who cares if it's authentic?
So one thing that I really like about this recipe is it calls for 2 shredded chicken breasts. And so I always love it whenever I can just throw some chicken breasts into the crock pot, cook them up, shred it, and then I can just like, you know, have some in the fridge for any like recipes throughout the week or something like that.
How do you cook them? Like, do you put anything else in the crock pot?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I measure everything. I just don't know the measurements off the top of my head. But I do chicken broth, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and onion powder.
Okay, great. Okay, carry on.
So yeah, so I use some of my shredded chicken for this recipe. And then 1 package of pad thai rice noodles. Or honestly, you can be like me and just use linguine.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wait, no, rice noodles are what? Okay, no, it's fine. It's a Sarah recipe. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's really good, guys.
I'm sure.
So some vegetable oil, crushed red pepper, honey, soy sauce, chopped green onions, shredded carrots. And if you want to, for garnish, add some cilantro and peanuts.
Of course. You can't miss out. Like, there's no peanut butter in it?
No peanut butter.
Okay. And of course, you don't put peanuts on it either.
No, but you could if you wanted to.
Okay, good. I want to. I need that
the
peanut-y.
Option is there.
Okay, great.
What you do is you cook your noodles, whatever assortment you choose to use, and then in a smaller saucepan, you put your oil and your crushed red pepper and heat that up for a couple minutes and then strain the red pepper out of the oil. And then you add the soy sauce, honey, and combine it all. Add your noodles and then also add your green onions and your carrots and then just toss it up and
yum.
Add your peanuts.
Yeah. If you want. Sounds delish.
But yeah, not authentic, but we really like it over here.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay. Mine's also a recipe that's not authentic. It's, you know, American Mexican. It's a chicken enchilada casserole recipe. And I actually thought this is what chicken enchiladas were because this is how my mom always did chicken enchiladas growing up. And it's basically you just don't roll the meat into the tortillas. You just lay it out kind of like a chicken enchilada lasagna situation. So it just, you like, you know, put tortillas on the bottom, put your creamy chicken mix on top, enchilada sauce, and then another layer, tortillas, chicken, enchilada sauce, whatever, cheese, whatever. I'd probably throw cheese in there. But yeah, it's just a little quicker and easier maybe than actual enchiladas. But yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like that sounds like easier prep work.
Yeah.
That's always amazing.
We love it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's all that we have for you this week. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Full-Time Moms. Please find us on Instagram at Full-Time Moms Podcast for highlights from the show. Follow and subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review so we can grow our community. We'll catch up again next Wednesday. Until then, we're rooting for you.
You go, girl.